Clement Shahbaz Bhatti was born on September 9, 1968 in Lahore, Pakistan, to Christian parents from the Faisalabad district. Shahbaz Bhatti was known worldwide as a courageous Christian voice for religious freedom in Pakistan. When Bhatti took office as Federal Minister for Minorities Affairs, he said that he had dedicated his life to the struggle for human equality, social justice, religious freedom, and to uplift and empower the religious minorities' communities. He spoke of how he accepted the post for the sake of the oppressed, downtrodden, and marginalized. He supported religious minorities in several ways, including launching a national campaign promoting interfaith relations. In 2010, he led the organization of a national interfaith consultation in Pakistan, which resulted in a joint declaration against terrorism. Before his career in parliament, he founded Pakistan's Christian Liberation Front and the All Pakistan Minorities Alliance movement, which fought against blasphemy laws used to persecute religious minorities, especially Christians. Now, Bhatti had begun to receive death threats in 2009, but they increased in 2010 after he showed support for Asia Bibi, a Pakistani Christian woman who was sentenced to death for blasphemy in 2010. Bibi remained on death row until she was released by the Pakistan Supreme Court in October of 2018. Shahbaz Bhatti advocated for 4 member seats for religious minority candidates in Pakistan's Senate and spoke out against religious persecution, especially the misuse of Pakistan's blasphemy laws. "Jesus is the nucleus of my life, and I want to be his true follower through my actions by sharing the love of God with the poor, oppressed, victimized, needy, and suffering people of Pakistan," he said. Shahbaz lived an exemplary life, daily demonstrating heroic love of neighbor, speaking out for victimized religious groups in his home country. The only Christian in the Pakistani Prime Minister's cabinet, he did not shy away from denouncing persecution, and because of this, Bhatti began receiving death threats. The United States had tried to obtain increased security for him and get him an armored car, but was unsuccessful. It appears that Shahbaz Bhatti himself knew that his martyrdom was near. Bhatti himself foretold his death in a recorded video, which was to be released in case of his death, where he said, "I believe in Jesus Christ, who has given his own life for us, and I am ready to die for a cause. I'm living for my community, and I will die to defend their rights.
But I want to share that I believe in Jesus Christ, who has given his own life for us. I know what is the meaning of cross, and I'm following of the cross. And I'm ready to die for a cause. I'm living for my community and suffering people, and I will die to defend their rights." So these threats and these warnings cannot change my opinion and principles. I will prefer to die for my principle and for the justice of my community rather to compromise against on these threats.
Bhatti was traveling to work through a residential district, having just left his mother's home, when his vehicle was sprayed with bullets. At the time of the attack, he was alone, without any security. His driver reports having stopped the car and ducked when he saw armed men approaching, rather than attempting to evade the threat. Bhatti was taken to a nearby hospital, but he was pronounced dead on arrival. On the day following Bhatti's assassination, hundreds of Christian demonstrators reportedly took to the streets across Punjab, with protesters burning tires and demanding justice. Bishop Anthony Lobo spoke of how Bhatti decided to play an active part in politics in order to protect the country's Christians and other minorities. "I believe that Clement Shahbaz Bhatti was a dedicated lay Catholic, martyred for his faith." Following his death, Catholic bishops in Pakistan called for the Pope to recognize him as a martyr and patron of religious freedom. Servant of God, Shahbaz Bhatti, pray for us.